Members, guests, first, thank you for participating with us at the 2021 annual meeting of ISCD. Hopefully you're enjoying this unique educational offering. And I like many of the others here, would like to thank JK for his exemplary leadership. He's always been a leader, both in our field and in the society, but this past year he dedicated himself to the presidency. And I'd like to publicly thank JK for navigating what could arguably be one of the most difficult on record. So thank you, JK. For each of us, it's been a challenging year. Many of us work with those affected with COVID on a daily basis. I suspect all of us have lost someone they care about to this virus. It's changed our everyday life, some temporarily and some permanently. It's changed the way we interact with each other. Warm hugs and firm handshakes are but memories for right now. Online meetings are the norm rather than the exception. But even before COVID, most professional societies struggled with meeting attendance and even membership. The question about how do we stay relevant has been asked many times. I'm the eternal optimist, and I like to find the proverbial silver lining in any circumstance, even a global pandemic like we're experiencing now. This event has not only kept us from having an in-person meeting, it forced us to look how we offer educational products to our attendees. The old model just wasn't going to work this time. Looking back, I distinctly remember moving from Kodachrome slides to PowerPoint presentations. Now, there was some trepidation because we knew how to do it, but it made the talk so much better. And I see us at that another inflection point as we move from the PowerPoint era into the digital content era. This transition also helps with the changes in paradigms for adult learning. Now, there's still room for didactic teaching and the need for interactive learning. We can't discount the value of student-teacher and student-student interaction in some meaningful form. This year's innovative annual meeting highlights new ways to tackle some of these challenges and a new style of learning. Now, our next step is to take these lessons and apply them to ISD's educational offerings throughout the year. With the graying of many professional societies and funding becoming tighter and tighter, the ISCD board has looked for ways to adapt to be more relevant to our potential members. And as you've heard, one of these products in this endeavor has been the launch of the new membership model. In developing a strategic plan back in 2017, 2018, ISCD identified the need to look at our membership model, especially as we expand internationally. The old model was no longer relevant. Several working groups were formed to look at our membership from many perspectives. The process included member surveys, focus groups, and looking at our benefit utilization. The result was a recommendation approved by the board in 2019 to move away from a membership model based on job function and instead focus on benefits desired. Those whose needs are not as robust would have the option to choose a different tier membership. The new model was then designed to roll out with our new technology initiatives in November of 2020. While our world has evolved and needs may have changed as we discuss education membership, our mission has not. ISCD is a professional association dedicated to advancing high quality musculoskeletal health assessment in the service of superior patient care. We need to continue to improve access to quality DEXA evaluation, fracture risk assessment, and guidance for clinicians. But these needs haven't decreased. And with the growth in the high-risk population the world over, they're as important now as they ever have been. We continue to see potentially preventable fractures. We continue to see patients that have had fragility fractures that don't have access to educated practitioners post-fracture. We see surgical procedures done in the aging population with limited knowledge of bone quality going into surgery. Knowledge that would have likely changed the approach to surgery and likely improve outcomes as well. So my goal for this coming year include help to drive educational offerings further into the digital age, continue to grow membership and further the international focus, and lastly, help increase access to well-educated practitioners for those at high risk of fractures and those that have already experienced fractures. Again, thank you for your attendance. I challenge you to take the lessons you've learned and put them into practice. Continue to raise the bar and encourage others to join you on this journey. Thank you, and I really look forward to serving you this coming year.